Good morning, friends, on the 88.9 WLRY Farm Page. Connie Smith with OSU Extension with Elizabeth Zwislak with me from Blue Green Gardens. And you know, Elizabeth, spring is here. We've all enjoyed some daffodils at home or early season crocus, but you know, we're coming to you for expertise and knowledge on your business, the cut flower business. A year. How do you do a year in flowers, my friend?
A year in flowers. Well, good morning, Connie. A year in flowers. Well, for us, maybe it'll be, let's say, about 6 months of flowers.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, we're working all year, but in, you know,
exactly.
Real flowers, it's about 6 months.
Yeah. So how did that?
I guess let's
go there. Let's talk about like when spring rolls around, because absolutely you are like planning, strategizing, cleaning up after a year of 6 or 8 months of continuous bloom. How do you, how does that happen? I'm just trying to imagine the process and how you keep color in front of people. That's what that blows my mind.
Right. Well, let's start with the springtime right now. So you know, talked about the daffodils. We do have some fancy narcissus, and those are just in the ground all year, you know, just like anybody else has in their yard.
Mm-hmm.
But we also grow tulips, and those we plant every year.
Okay.
So we pull the entire bulb out of the ground, and we'll actually be doing our ordering for our tulips right now. So as we're harvesting the flowers, that's when we should be ordering our product for the next season. So the bulbs that we will plant in the fall, we're actually going to be ordering right now. So that is a little bit difficult in terms of planning, you know, what will be our demand, what supply do we need for next year. With the tulip, we plant those in the fall, and every spring then we harvest the entire bulb and then trim those up when we're about to sell them to get them out. Almost all of our spring flowers that we have are planted in the fall.
Okay.
So we have four high tunnels, and in them we have ranunculus, foxglove, snapdragons, stock, poppies. Oh my gosh, am I missing anything? Those are all planted in the fall. And then they don't really grow, but they do grow all winter long. You know, they're growing their roots down deep, so we have to keep them warm inside the high tunnels. They're unheated. The sun basically keeps them warm. Mm-hmm. We also use some row cover fabric when the nights get very cold, which, you know, this early or late winter, I guess, got very cold. We also direct seed some annuals, which are, we call cool flowers. So things like bachelor buttons, again, some poppies, nigella, and then also outside we plant some sweet william. And those, again, we plant those in October, so the same time we're planting the bulbs and corms and other things.
Mm-hmm.
And those overwinter outside, so we have them very early in the spring.
Wow.
So that's our spring crop. So we're not doing much planting right now. I guess we're gearing up for some planting for spring. But all of our spring crops are already in the ground in fall, and we have to keep them alive over the winter so we can have some early spring blooms.
Yeah. Do you find, you said, we've talked to you a little bit about like the bridal weddings and all that. You know, how in the world, I keep thinking about tulips. I think tulips in a wedding are so beautiful, but man, are they difficult to take care, difficult to handle. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So when you're thinking ahead, and I know, you know, pandemic has really cut that bridal event type market to nothing. Do you sometimes, you have to be thinking about, like, if we're permitted to do weddings, if we're permitted to do that, how do you not just plant like five of every color out there? That would be so tough. That'd be so tough.
That's taken us, well, me especially, a lot of time. You know, we've been doing this flower farming thing for, gosh, 6 years now or so.
Yeah.
And every year we get a little bit better about picking the colors because, I'm a plant nerd.
Yeah.
I love flowers. I want to grow everything.
Yeah.
So I love all the colors. So we do kind of, you know, cut down, and it's different because we were selling at farmers markets, and we also do weddings and sell to florists. So those color palettes are very different, like you said.
Yeah.
You know, so we like bright colors for the markets and, you know, pale blush colors and whites for the weddings.
Yeah.
So it is very difficult to choose, but every year we kind of whittle it down, you know, which colors we're growing. So for this year specifically, I did go through, it was our first time, I don't know why we didn't do it before, but I made certain color palettes that I knew would be very popular.
Okay.
So blush and white, rust tones are very popular right now.
Yeah.
So I kind of put together certain palettes that we knew to have some flowers in those color palettes at certain times of the year.
I'm so envious of what you do, because I think it would just be like being in a kid in a candy store, you know, like,
yeah,
here's this, here's that, here's this, here's that. Yeah. So, so you get through spring and, before we get through spring, tell me, like, the snapdragons, you said you planted them in the fall. Was that a seeding in the fall in the high tunnel? Or was that a planted?
They were plants.
Okay.
Yeah. So
okay.
We plant plugs. You know,
yeah.
Small,
sure.
Small plant.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Everything in the high tunnel is either a corm, which is the ranunculus, which is like a type of ball.
Yes, sure.
Or a small plant that we call a plug.
Okay.
But then the things we plant outside are mostly direct seeded. Things like the bachelor buttons and the nigella are just seeds that go directly into the ground.
Okay. So you enjoy this flush of spring flowers, and you mentioned, you know, some of the flowering trees and shrubs that you could use branches in those bouquets.
Yeah.
Then you roll up your sleeves and you get ready for summer. And what do you look at when you think about summer? Is it just riots of color, or what? I can't even imagine your job. I can't just...
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, my head is exploding. Yeah.
Summer is very colorful.
Yeah.
And it is kind of difficult because we consider it like the longest season. You know, spring is maybe a couple months.
Sure.
Then we have summer, and then we have fall, which is pretty short as well. So summer has to span a long time. I mean, we really consider that June through September in this area, and the weather fluctuates so much that it can be very difficult to plan for that. And, you know, we talk about keeping color and keeping things blooming all year. So what we do is called succession planting.
Yeah.
So for our summer crops, say we have zinnias, we have celosia, we have marigolds, amaranth, maybe a few more snapdragons. Not really, because it normally gets too hot for us here. But we plant, and sunflowers, of course. So we will, you know, start our seeding very soon. You know, we grow our summer crops from seed, but we start all the seeds in cells.
Okay.
So most of our summer crops, we don't plant directly the seeds into the ground.
Okay.
But we want to have everything ready by, you know, early May. So we can get them in the ground as soon as we can, as soon as things warm up. And then say every 2 to 3 weeks, we will seed more of the same type of flower.
Wow.
So that we can have a succession, because, you know, we're cutting these plants very hard.
Yeah, sure.
You know, it's not like at home where you maybe will go cut a few stems. We go and we cut every single flower stem off of our crops. So they don't last very long. There are also certain things we get, certain, you know, diseases, powdery mildew and things that, you know, will decrease the life of the plant.
Exactly.
So every 2 to 3 weeks, we're seeding more things. Something like sunflowers, we're going to seed every week because that's considered a one and done crop. So we just cut one stem off of our sunflowers and then the plant is done.
Yeah.
Unlike something like zinnias, where we'll cut off of that for maybe a month.
Right.
Because they keep producing
keep
stems.
Producing, sure. Well, let me ask you this. Who keeps the records on all of this? I'm just asking.
Well, that would be Mike, my husband.
Does he?
He's okay. Much better at that than I am. Yeah. I would say that's something every year we try to do better at is keeping the records of when certain things bloom, when we should be, you know, seeding. And I would say we have a 14-month-old son right now, and he is taking a lot of our time, so that maybe the record keeping is what's kind of going by the wayside.
Bless your heart. I just think your story is so interesting. You know, we featured you, and you told us your passion on the farm page and how you got started. I have to ask this. I probably know the answer to this. Was this... Are you surprised how labor intensive this whole process is for you all?
Actually, no.
Really?
Really, not at all. We, I guess because we, Mike and I both worked in horticulture, you know, since college, basically. We were both athletes, and I think we like the physical work, and that's why we like doing this. So we used to, I mean, I was doing landscaping. We worked at gardens. At one point, Mike was working two jobs. He was working at Longwood as a groundskeeper and also at the Philadelphia Phillies Stadium as a groundskeeper.
Wow.
So we were ready for the physical work. And, you know, sometimes it is long hours. We don't have necessarily regular hours. But no, we like that physical aspect of it, and we were not surprised.
Yeah. Has the Fairfield County community and surrounding communities embraced your business, Elizabeth?
Yes. Year after year, we get more and more local customers. I would say we were doing the Bexley Farmers Market, and that was kind of what helped boost it. You know, helped to boost our business early on. And that was really great. So we do have a lot of customers in the Columbus area. But we really want to focus on our local community and having more local customers. That's why we love selling at Keller Market House, doing our deliveries, our CSA deliveries to, you know, our local customers and having people out to the farm.
What great local connect. I mean, you know, I just love the way local is so important. And, you know, as I've told you, you know, we have like a lot of local sponsors for this farm page. And we all are usually, we're really about just the local connection because I think we need to highlight and share that. And I think that's awesome. Elizabeth, it is so great to have you on the 88.9 WLRY farm page, Blue Green Gardens. It's 60 Hamburg Road is the address. Is it best to communicate via your website, or do you have a phone number? How do you want that communication to happen?
Yes. Please check out our website, bluegreengardensflowers.com.
Okay.
There's a contact page there. You could also email me directly at info@bluegreengardensflowers.com.
Okay.
That's the best way right now.
Okay.
As we're kind of ease into the season.
Exactly. And we will do that. And wow, great stuff. Thanks for taking time. I know it's a busy time of year. We sure hope you'll come back and as the season unfolds, you know, kind of give us a little hint of what's coming up next and, you know, what people can look forward to seeing. My pleasure to have Elizabeth from Blue Green Gardens with us today on the Saturday Morning Farm page.